Most of the houses where I live in Miami Township in southern Montgomery County are carbon copy three-bedroom ranch-style brick homes, and whenever I walk around the neighborhood, I'm always interested to see what people have done to set their homes apart from their neighbors. Some decorate their yards with glass globes on pedestals or attach large metal stars to the brick facade. Others use various landscaping ideas and home additions in ways that say, "This is my house." In May of this year, as I took a stroll around the block, surveying each yard as I passed, I was shocked to come upon a house with grass and weeds growing up to my waist. Broken toys, window screens, and other debris littered the yard, and broken windows were visible from the sidewalk where I stood. It turns out that the house is one of 15 or so homes in the vicinity that have been deemed a nuisance by the township's zoning department. All of the homes are undergoing foreclosure. They are no longer under the care of their owners, nor have they been reclaimed by lending institutions. They are essentially houses caught in limbo.
It smells like there might be a dead animal in the backyard. Honestly, there's like a whole bunch of flies, and it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, because they keep putting signs on the windows about mown grass.
We really stay away from it. The grass was at least knee-high, if not higher, and it was just left go. It was weedy. It was really overgrown.
It's very disrupting. It's an eyesore, especially since we just paid property tax. And I contacted our township, and I was told that it would get worse before it got better because of all the bureaucracy they had to go through in a situation like that.
Wayne Woodall is the zoning inspector handling nuisance properties for Miami Township.
When it's called to our attention, we go out, and we respond as quickly as we can. Then the township can hire somebody to cut the grass or clear the vegetation or debris.
I think they fell on hard times. He was employed for a while, and I don't know what else had happened, but then suddenly things kind of went downhill. They moved out a few weeks ago.
Last I heard, and this was like probably a good few months before they moved out, was that they were getting foreclosed on and they were going to go live in some apartment in Dayton. That was last I heard. I think I've seen them once since then. They stopped by, I think, and picked up a few more things. There's still a whole bunch of junk there, and I mean, it's a mess.
Jim McCarthy is with the Miami Valley Fair Housing Center. They offer education and outreach services to people facing foreclosure.
Just because they get a foreclosure filing doesn't mean they should leave the house. Even if ultimately they're going to lose the house to foreclosure, it's better for them to remain in the house until they absolutely have to get out.
I hear from about 50% of them will call back and say, "I don't live there. It's not my property. The bank owns it." And I'll inform, well, legally not yet, because it hasn't been sold, hadn't been turned over to them.
One of our neighbors did cut it. My husband at several different times said, "Should I just go over there and cut the yard?" Because it was such an eyesore in the neighborhood.
It's, if anything, dangerous. I mean, there could be any kind of rodents or animals going in there. I've been halfway tempted to mow the lawn myself, except for I kind of feel like the bank or whoever is responsible should actually kind of do it. Yeah. I don't want to get caught in the loop of just doing it for them, you know?
If the grass is growing up to your knees and you're cutting your own grass, cut the grass. You know, you may not edge it and maintain it the same way you would your own property, but cut the grass so that you keep the neighborhood up.
It's not next door to us. It's across the street, and we just stay on our side of the street. But, yeah, I think foreclosures in the neighborhood and homes just sitting there do definitely bring your property value down. Yes, that is a concern.
And then the impact upon the neighborhood begins to become even more severe. So it's kind of like, think about your neighborhood and what your neighborhood would need, because you have the largest investment you're ever going to make in your life squarely centered and planted in that neighborhood. You know, the house isn't going to get up and move. Your investment is there.
We just recently started a neighborhood watch. It's a really nice, quiet cul-de-sac. It's a great neighborhood. It's really close to a lot of things.
We're neighborly. We wave, "Hi, how are you doing?" Look out for each other's kids and make sure that houses are kind of looked after when people are gone and such.
It's a quiet neighborhood. I really like it up here.
Residents in Miami Township who are dealing with questions surrounding abandoned homes. Some of the answers to those questions seem to lie in a community's ability to pull together, and many of the neighbors I spoke with were doing just that. The story here isn't just about empty houses. It's about the people who had to leave these homes behind, the people still here in the neighborhood, and it's even about the people who will eventually make these houses a home once more. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.